There's an article from the Christian Post that says this. This is the title. In the wake of anti-faith attacks, let's come together to invest in our younger generation. The opening of the article says this. Following this series of deadly attacks on houses of worship over the past few months, including last month's San Diego synagogue attack, Christians around the world are struggling to understand how we combat this kind of hatred. The author of that article is Scott Phillips. He joins us now on Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Scott, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jerry. It's great to be with you today.
And we're really going to focus on one aspect of this, and that is what you're trying to do through your organization, Passages. You're trying to impact the next generation of Christians and Jews to work together. You're trying to improve Christian-Jewish relationships, in particular by having college students go to visit Israel. Is that correct?
That's it. That's it. It's an exciting mission that we're working to accomplish. Passages is just a little over 3 years old. We take Christian college students with leadership potential from colleges and universities, both Christian and non-Christian, across the country, on 9-day trips over to Israel, to the Holy Land, to the place where our faith as Christians was born. On the trip, these students are able to really connect to the roots of their faith. The Bible becomes living color, and they never read it the same, and that's one of our goals. The second goal is to introduce students to what's happening in Israel today, and in the broader Middle East today. And, of course, part of that is understanding Jewish-Christian relations.
Do you think, I mean, this is a leading question, but do you think that if the young man that allegedly was the shooter in the San Diego area shooting of the synagogue, do you think that if he had gone on such a trip, he never would have undertaken such a terrible thing as that shootout or that shooting?
Well, I certainly would hope so. Obviously, he was probably predisposed in some way or another in regard to his ideology. But certainly, you know, the students that go on our trips many times have not met someone of the Jewish faith. They haven't met someone, someone with that background. And so, you know, many of them are from areas where there are little, no Jewish community. And so our goal and their meetings, someone Jewish for the first time on this trip to Israel. And so our goal is to introduce them to, obviously, to the biblical piece, but also the modern piece. And Israel, obviously, is a Jewish state. Other people live there as well, of course. That they'll be exposed to the Jewish community and be able to learn more about what they believe, what they think, and then be able to, you know, just be exposed to it and then come back after the trip and connect to their local Jewish community and really just, you know, on college campuses across America. Obviously, there's and in general, there's anti-Semitism on the rise. And so when they come back, connecting to the Jewish community and just letting them know that, hey, we're with you, we stand with you, and you're not alone. That's the key.
So you say that anti-Semitism is on the rise, and you're not alone in saying that. You want to just comment about that, just that very idea?
Sure, absolutely. So recently, obviously, you know, and in the last 6 months or so, there was a tragic shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. And then just recently here in April, there was a shooting at a Chabad synagogue in San Diego. And those are probably the most well-known things that have happened, which are obviously that, you know, those are major incidents. Mm-hmm. Other incidents that have happened this year maybe didn't make the news as much. The number of violent attacks against the Jewish community in the U.S. has doubled from 2017 to 2018, according to the Anti-Defamation League. So that's over 1,800 anti-Semitic incidents here in the United States in 2018. So that's a big number, and that's concerning.
Tell me about the genesis, if you will, of Passages.
Sure, absolutely. So Passages started as an organization in the minds of a few people several years back. The Philos Project was one of our founding organizations. Philos is an organization that focuses on positive Christian engagement in the Middle East, including in Israel. One of our founding organizations was the Museum of the Bible, in Washington, D.C. And so, you know, these leaders came together, donors came together, people came together and said, let's start a program that will take Christian college students over to the Holy Land. Now, it was sort of born on the concept in the Jewish community, there's a program called Birthright. And Birthright is a program that sends young Jewish people, young Jewish leaders, next generation leaders, over to Israel to really connect with the roots of their Jewish identity. And so for almost 20 years now, they've been working hard and doing a great job with that. So the idea is that what is available for Christians who, you know, their faith was born in Israel, in the Holy Land? How can we connect Christians to their spiritual heritage that exists really in that birthplace of Christianity? And so that was the idea. And we started back officially in 2016 as Passages. We have taken, after this summer's trips, almost 6,800 students over to Israel since we started.
That's quite a few. By the way, I personally got to go to Israel. It was a gift, frankly, for my parents. My parents, we have many, many children in the household that I grew up in, but my parents felt that of all the children, Jerry, that's me, and my wife, Kirsty, would appreciate Israel the most. And so my parents gave that as a gift, and it was really fantastic. And one of the things that I understand that all tourists to Israel, especially part of, you know, tours and groups and so forth, they must go through that Holocaust-oriented museum. It's not just Holocaust, but the Holocaust is the climax of the evil that's been done against the Jews. The Diaspora Museum. Tell us about that. This is important for people to know and understand.
Sure. Absolutely. Certainly, the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, or known also as Yad Vashem, is something that many, many groups obviously go visit. It is definitely something that we, is included in our itinerary, because obviously it's, the Holocaust was a tragic and very foundational sort of, in a very tragic sense, event, that really has shaped history and is an important piece to making sure that, you know, we take students there to make sure that they understand history correctly, and really to know that to play their part in never letting it happen again. And so that is absolutely part of the experience. And one of the things that's really interesting about the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, and you've been there, you've seen it, you start out at the beginning of the museum, and then you go, you know, sort of side to side through rooms, and the museum sort of narrows into a triangle. And at the end, you know, obviously you've seen this darkness, this tragedy throughout the whole time, from the beginning, before the Holocaust started, to the very end. And what you have at the very end is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it opens up, the museum sort of opens up, overlooking modern Jerusalem. And it really, you know, it brings, the way we talk to students about this is that it's, you know, it's beauty from ashes, and out of the Holocaust rose a place where Jews could feel safe and could defend themselves by themselves. And so really that's I think it's a very unique place for sure.
One of the things that struck me, I'm a fan of Corrie ten Boom. And by the way, just in the last half year, I've reread The Hiding Place. What a fantastic book. Everybody should read that. But anyway, they have a, you know, there's a little thing they call, what, the Avenue of the Righteous or something, where they, or they honor Gentile righteous people that helped Jews during the Holocaust. And of course, she is one of them. They planted a tree in her honor and so forth. But let me ask you this. In the House of Representatives, just within the last couple of months, there was a move to basically denounce anti-Semitism. And then through some finagling that was done by, you know, one of the more prominent new members of the House of Representatives, the Muslim, I believe it was Ilhan Omar from Minnesota, they turned it around and made it as a denouncement against hate of any kind, including the problem of Islamophobia. And all of a sudden, the unique condemnation of anti-Semitism, which is a serious problem in our world today, it totally lost its teeth. And in fact, you know, one could even argue that since Islam is a problem when it comes to you know, the safety of Jews. I mean, let's be honest, for the Muslims who take that part of the Quran seriously are a threat to Muslims. The whole thing just got turned on its head, if you will.
Well, we certainly, you know, one of the things that we really seek to just, you know, encourage our students to do is to become aware of what's happening, obviously, to become aware of what's happening in Israel, and obviously, you know, the many threats that obviously Israel faces, but then to become aware of what's happening here in regard to anti-Semitism, and also be aware of what's happening in, you know, obviously Christian persecution in the Middle East, Christian persecution recently, obviously Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka. And so that is that's obviously something that, you know, that we talk to our students a lot about. And one of the things that we did, one of the events that we had just right after the shooting in San Diego at the synagogue, was we had some students in San Diego, and we have a good relationship with the Jewish community on the campus, and we basically helped to host alongside the Hillel, alongside the Jewish community on the campus, an event that was Jewish students and Christian students. A lot of our Passages alumni were there and really came together after that shooting, obviously, and had a conversation about the persecution going on against Christians and against Jews. And so that's what we're really aiming at, and we hope to be able to continue to be that kind of support on campuses across the United States.
And that's interesting, and this is sorely needed, because I'll tell you, there's a lot of things going on in our college campuses, including a lot of anti-Israel things, such as a big campaign to disinvest. In other words, they're trying to get some of the colleges, if you have any kind of investment with Israel, disinvest from them. That's a growing movement. Comment on that.
Sure, absolutely. It is something that's out there. And, you know, what our aim is to do, you know, on college campuses is to just introduce students, to what's happening in Israel, let them see it for themselves, versus maybe what they see on any given news outlet, or maybe what their just general personal understanding of Israel in that region is, or maybe what they've heard on campus, and just really take them and let them see it for themselves. They hear from different people on the trip, different perspectives. They hear from Israeli Jews, Israeli Arabs. They hear a Palestinian perspective, and they get to meet a lot of different kinds of people. And you know, once they actually get to go see it for themselves, we think that Israel can really speak for itself. And, you know, on the trip, we're non-prescriptive because of that reason, because we want students to be exposed to it. We believe they're smart, they're good, and they're able to figure things out. And so that's what we do on our trips and in our program as a whole.
In your program as a whole, in terms of finding different college campuses and so forth to try and recruit potential students to go on this probably life-changing trip, just 9 days, but how many campuses do you go to? Do you go to the Christian groups within the secular campuses as well, or how does that work?
We only have a minute to go. That's a great question. Very quickly, on Christian campuses, a lot of times we can work directly with the school, with the university. On on non-Christian campuses or secular campuses, we're able to work with a lot of different organizations, student ministries, to recruit great students. And so, yeah, it's an exciting mission that we're on, and we're looking to grow, and we're looking to continue to offer this opportunity to more and more students.
All right. Well, we're basically out of time. Thank you so much for joining us, Scott Phillips. Phillips is with two L's. The website of Scott is passagesisrael.org. Scott, thanks so much for joining us. And
Thank you, Jerry.
We pray that that more and more people get saved, and you know, that anti-Semitism will drop away. And by the way, that is a very common thing when people do truly embrace Jesus. They realize, wow, Christianity is Jewish. How can they possibly be anti-Jewish?
That's right.
Thanks.
We agree.
All right. Thanks for joining us. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.